We're talking about Wisconsin's leadership on Earth Day and what happens next for environmental stewardship. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. UW-Madison's Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies kicks off the Year of the Environment today. It's a year-long celebration of the historic success of Earth Day and Wisconsin's environmental leadership and legacy. Tia Nelson is director of the Outrider Foundation's climate program and former executive secretary of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands in Wisconsin. She is the daughter of former Governor and Senator Gaylord Nelson, who founded Earth Day. Tia, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, good morning. It's good to be here.
So this year kicks off the Year of the Environment as we lead up to 2020 and 50 years of Earth Day. Tia, what are your hopes for Wisconsin this year as we lead up to that 50-year mark?
Well, my hope is that we work together to restore the long bipartisan tradition the state has in protecting the rights to breathe clean air and drink clean water and use our public land. We have a long tradition here, and I would like to see a restoration of that tradition and protection of those rights for all Americans, all Wisconsinites.
What do you think your father would say about this upcoming 50-year mark if he could go back in time?
Well, I get asked that question a lot,
yeah.
As you might imagine. I think he would be inclined to tell you that we've come a really long way, that he would remind people that in 1970, the first Earth Day, there was no environmental protection agency looking after our rights to breathe clean air and drink clean water, that we've come a long way. The environmental decade that was launched at the first Earth Day, more laws were adopted to protect our environment than any other time in American history. A Republican president created the Environmental Protection Agency. In 1972, there was not a single no vote in the amendments to the Clean Air Act, not a single one. And so I think he'd tell you we've come a long ways, but we have a really big challenge in front of us now today. We have a crisis around the issue of climate change. We have the opportunity to address that crisis to create a strong economy and a livable planet for the human species and other life forms. And it's a big challenge, and I think he would be calling people to action.
I was looking at the history. There are 192 countries that observe Earth Day, more than a billion people observing Earth Day. And going back to some of those initial efforts to start an Earth Day, apparently he set a date in April because there perhaps wouldn't be snow in April for sit-ins on campuses.
Yeah, it's, well, the how he picked the date, he was trying to sort of calibrate when the weather would be good, when students wouldn't be in exam time. It was critical, of course, that he pay attention to what was happening on campuses, because the whole inspiration for Earth Day came from the college anti-war teach-ins that were occurring across the country, and he saw how they affected the national discourse on the issue of the Vietnam War. And so he was doing a call to action for college campuses and K-12 schools, and he wanted to be sure the kids could get outside and use their voice, you know?
Mm. What is your memory about his passion for conservation and also the creation of a day to really think about it and do something about it?
Well, it's interesting. If you asked my father, as he was frequently asked, you know, to what he would attribute his passion for the environment, he would say something to the effect of it was imbued in him. Nature was his playground. He grew up in Clear Lake in Polk County, northwest of Eau Claire. Nature was his playground, and it was imbued in him from a very early age. And the really interesting thing to me is I go through photographs of my father with my grandfather, or my father as a child in Clear Lake, the places my grandfather took my father to visit, the Apostle Islands, the St. Croix River, which they fished and canoed and camped, these became the places that he sought to preserve and protect and conserve as governor and U.S. senator after he grew up. So his childhood experiences, recreating and being in nature in Wisconsin, was a big part of his inspiration.
Mm. When you look back, what have Wisconsin's successes been when it comes to the environment? Can you see any highlights beyond establishing Earth Day?
Sure. We have the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, which is used to conserve the lands and waters that make Wisconsin special. That fund is named after a Republican, Warren Knowles, who succeeded my father as governor, and my father. It started out, my father began the program as governor. It was the Outdoor Recreation Action Program was its name, and it was funded by a penny a pack tax on cigarettes. And it has endured throughout many decades and remains today a critical part of conserving land and water in Wisconsin. And that's a great bipartisan legacy I'm quite proud of.
We're talking with environmentalist Tia Nelson as we kick off the Year of the Environment. It's a year-long celebration leading up to the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, which will be in 2020. Kicks off today on the 49th anniversary of Earth Day. Tia, it seems like every day we hear about new challenges to the environment, microplastics in our water, the possibility of decreased funding for research and conservation for the Great Lakes, pollution from lead pipes. What would you say are the major challenges our state is facing right now when it comes to the environment?
Well, certainly the biggest environmental challenge we face here in Wisconsin and around the country, and indeed around the world, is the climate change crisis. The interesting thing is a big part of solving that issue, a big part of solving the climate change challenge really boils down to simple stuff. Stop wasting energy, improve energy efficiency, stop destroying rainforest, stop wasting food. Who knew that if food waste were a country, it would be the third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the world after the U.S. and China. So that's something that every individual can be a part of helping address. So climate change is the biggest environmental challenge. We have significant drinking water issues in Wisconsin, that would also be high on the list.
Well, I'm going to pause right here. I believe U.S. Senator Russ Feingold is on the line.
I am.
Oh, good. Good to have you here. thank you so much for joining us. So sorry about our technical difficulties this morning. Senator Feingold, I want to bring you here in and ask you, as this Year of the Environment kicks off, what do you hope for Wisconsin this year, and where do you see bipartisanship on the environment?
Well, thank you. First, happy Earth Day, especially to Tia Nelson, whose father invented it. 49 years ago this day, we were told to go outside at Janesville Craig High School and pick up stuff, pick up bad stuff out there. So I have a distinct memory of the first Earth Day. And there are so many issues, but, even though I wasn't on the line, I was able to hear a little bit there of Tia talking about the climate change issue, which is just overriding. But, there are other issues that are extremely important, such as the enormous challenge to biodiversity around the world. These two issues are interrelated, but the loss of life throughout the world, all kinds, plants, life in the marine environment, terrestrial environment, this is a great threat to the extent that some people are talking about something called the sixth extinction. So, yes, of course, Tia and I both really hope for bipartisanship on those issues. But, we have issues in Wisconsin that have always been more bipartisan. Having clean lakes, freshwater lakes around the state, making sure you don't have runoff in a way that threatens a drinking water supply is an issue I've heard so much about in the last few years. And I really believe, since those are just fundamental things that every Wisconsinite cares about, not to mention being able to hunt and fish and have a good environment for that, I'm hoping that this year, this special year, will be the beginning of a turnaround, get away from the partisanship and get back to the kind of friendships and relationships that Gaylord Nelson always had.
Senator Feingold, you were the U.S. Special Envoy to the Great Lakes region of Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo between 2013 and 2015. When you think about the environmental challenges our freshwater bodies face, both in the U.S., in Wisconsin, and elsewhere, what are those specific challenges?
Well, we have similar challenges to the people in the enormous Great Lakes region of Africa. In fact, Susan Hedman, a Wisconsinite, who was at the EPA, and I used our opportunity to have those positions to create a conference, bringing together the experts on the Great Lakes of our area of the world, in the northern United States and Canada, with the experts with regard to the Great Lakes of Africa, huge lakes like Lake Tanganyika. And it was a fantastic conference in Lake Tanganyika, but specifically we realized we had similar issues, climate change issues, issues of overfishing, issues of sanitary water for people to drink and use for cooking and eating. So the issues are very similar, invasive species, and we have a lot to learn from each other. And so there's a really strong international element to this that the Nelson Institute is a leader on nationally and internationally.
And so when you think about clean water, you really have to look globally and think globally about our neighbors halfway across the world to perhaps understand what you're doing close to home.
If you want to be effective, I mean, I think something like 20% of all the fresh water in the world is in these Great Lakes, and another 20% is in those Great Lakes. So we have a special responsibility when it comes to fresh water and the issues that affect the populations and the environment and the biodiversity there. So, yes, absolutely.
We're talking about Earth Day in Wisconsin and the bipartisan efforts in environmental stewardship. Former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold and environmentalist Tia Nelson stay with us as we look at our state's environmental legacy and its future. And we'll be back in just a moment to continue this conversation right here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Earth Day in Wisconsin and environmental stewardship for the future. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Earth Day is observed in 192 countries, celebrated by more than a billion people every year. We're looking at the bipartisan efforts that led to its development, including those of Earth Day founder and Nelson Institute namesake Gaylord Nelson. We're talking with environmental activist Tia Nelson and former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold about the state's environmental leadership. And Tia, when you think about the disconnect that exists in broader conversations about conservation and climate change, where do we have room to grow? Where do we have room to come together?
Well, I think environmentalists in general have missed a really important piece of this conversation, and that in thinking about this, we have great opportunity to change how we have the conversation around the environment. I would argue that the right to breathe clean air and drink clean water is a fundamental right that government is required, that our expectation should be for government to protect those rights, just as we expect government to keep our communities safe or protect our national security. There's been too much, in my view, too much framing of the issue as one of gloom and doom. I think the opportunity that you're asking about is really the opportunity to help people envision a brighter future and to give them a means by which they can be a part of making that brighter future happen. I believe in the infinite imagination of the human species and our ability to solve problems and to make the world a better place. And I think the challenge before us now is to envision a future that we want to live in and for people to recognize that we all have a role to play in building that future.
Senator Feingold, it seems like Tia is saying there is room for everyone at this table. There's room for opportunity to change, to solve problems here. What needs to happen when it comes to education about the environment and what people can do in their own lives?
Well, I can give you a story about Gaylord for me. Obviously, Tia has the main stories. But, you know, when I was lucky enough to be elected to the United States Senate, I called Gaylord and thanked him for his support. And you know, he just got right down to business. He said, Russ, you need to get rid of that 1872 mining law. And why did he say that? Because it was a giveaway to, you know, sort of the robber barons of the mining industry and being able to exploit federal lands. But the point about it is, it combined environmentalism with fiscal responsibility, with making sure we weren't wasting our tax dollars. So you see, that brings together things that some might look more as progressive on the left side with a more conservative side. And he understood that. He understood that people in Wisconsin especially, but everywhere, really like it when you can talk about fiscal responsibility as well as responsibility for the planet. So I think making those kinds of arguments, in addition to the wonderful kinds of comments that Tia made, is helpful on the day-to-day basis in a legislature, whether it's in the state or the Congress or even on a county board.
Well, fiscal responsibility, too, it can be really tricky because oftentimes in order to make change for the environment, it is going to require funds. It's going to require something from the coffers at some point. Is that more difficult in today's age to be able to find the dollars necessary for the environment?
Well, you have to cut through the rhetoric on this. Naturally, the rhetoric is going to be that it's, you know, too hard to deal with climate issues because it costs so much. But, you know, I'm overlooking Pheasant Branch Creek in Middleton, where we're lucky enough to live. And last August, there was this horrific rainstorm, as we all know. And think about the cost that this community and this county is going through right now of trying to restore this beautiful area because the climate has become so unusual and so out of control. So truly, if there's anything to cost-benefit analysis, being serious about the climate, being serious about biodiversity issues and others, ultimately has to do with affordability as well as having a planet we can live on.
Tia, today the Nelson Institute for the Environment at UW-Madison is celebrating the 49th anniversary with a series of discussions centered around this theme, Imagine and Adapt Possibilities in a Changing World. What are you looking forward to today in the conference?
Well, I am facilitating a panel on gaming, about which I confess to know almost nothing. What intrigues me about virtual reality and gaming, which is one of the sessions we're having today, is it is a means by which technology can help people imagine and see a future that is unknown to them at this time. So it's a place where one can play in an alternate reality. And through that, all of us have the opportunity to have a sense of what a changing climate means to us wherever we live and envision ourselves playing a role in solving that. There's a whole series of sessions about adapting in a climate-changing world, and I'm really excited about it. I'm extremely grateful to Russ, and unfortunately, former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson couldn't be with us today, but he and Russ have agreed to be the honorary co-chairs of this effort and do their part to restore the a bipartisan conversation around these challenges. I'm sorry Tommy can't be with us, but I did get a nice note from him last night wishing us well today. So we've got a bunch of different sessions, and I'm really excited about it. It's an annual tradition. My father certainly wouldn't have imagined when he first came up with the idea of a teach-in that it would endure as it does today, is such a significant part of his legacy.
And your work today on the Outrider Foundation, specifically on climate change, what are you working on today?
We're working on creating awareness and inspiring action. The project that I'm most excited about for 2019 is we're creating a series of what we call social first, meaning designed for social media, short form videos that talk about climate solutions, single use plastic, food waste, smart thermostats in the home, join the Citizen Climate Lobby, a great bipartisan organization with membership in every congressional district in the country, promoting a very common sense solution to climate change that doesn't cost a lot of money and doesn't require complicated bureaucracy. There are a whole series of things we can do, and we're telling those stories through these short-form videos. I'm also super excited to welcome Brent Suter, the pitcher of the Milwaukee Brewers, as Outriders' new sports ambassador. And I've been working a bit with Dr. Catherine Hayhoe, one of the world's renowned climate scientists and an evangelical Christian, about the intersection of faith, the environment, and climate change to help bring more people into the conversation and help them imagine themselves being a part of a brighter future. So it's all about figuring out how to tell those stories and engage, inspire, inform.
Senator Feingold, we've been talking about Wisconsin's legacy, but what about its future? What do you envision as we go forward when we talk about Earth Day, when we talk about Wisconsin, policy on the environment?
Well, my vision is that we get back to the sense of community and bipartisanship that Gaylord Nelson and Warren Knoll showed, that actually Tommy Thompson often showed as governor. And that's why I'm so happy that first thing to kick off the conference today, I'll be having a sort of fireside chat with Congressman Tim Petri, who is a longtime Republican congressman from a very Republican part of the state. We're going to talk about how Gaylord and the politicians in that era were able to work together always when it came to what was called then conservation or the environment. So I'm hoping that points the way and shows people it's not just the right thing to do. It can be fun, and you can get stuff done. So that's my hope. That's the tone we're going to try to set.
Senator Feingold, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Russ Feingold is a distinguished visiting lecturer at the UW-Madison, former Wisconsin and U.S. Senator. And Tia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Make every day Earth Day.
Tia Nelson directs the Outrider Foundation's climate program, is the daughter of former Governor and Senator Gaylord Nelson, who founded Earth Day 49 years ago. The Nelson Institute for Environmental Sciences Earth Day Conference starts at 9 this morning. Registration is still available. Details about the conference can be found on the morning show page at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.